Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to This Needs to Be Said. Our friend, Attorney Peter Daigle, is here to talk with us about some very important information, as always. But this is critical because we've been going through a pandemic the past year, and, you know, the law has allowed for some things to be put on hold, and that time is coming to an end. So one of those topics will be for those who have a loan, a mortgage, and that moratorium is getting ready to come to an end. And Peter is getting ready to tell us how to prepare ourselves or what we should be doing, what we need to know. So welcome back, Peter. How are you?
Oh, thank you, Karen. Catherine, very nice. Thank you. Thank you for that wonderful introduction, as always. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
Always. So we are talking today about loan modifications. And you were, before we got on air, he gave me a little preview
sure.
to what we're going to talk about today. And this is specifically towards people who have a mortgage.
Yes.
These are things to consider. And I want y'all to always remember, Peter's the expert. I'm just sharing the information, but your situation is specific. Don't take this as your advice. Contact him for your specific situation. And this is crucial, this information he's about to share, because it happens very soon. So now I'm going to shut up and get my pen and paper out because I need to learn too. What you got for us, Peter?
Okay, well, thanks. So just by way of a little bit of history, as we all know, back in late February of 2020 when COVID hit, that a lot of people lost their jobs and basically the economy just seized right up. So as a result of that, without the income to Americans, the government stepped in and says, okay, we're going to put a freeze on foreclosures of homes. And so if you get if you become delinquent or in default of your home mortgage until the pandemic is under control, we're not going to foreclose on you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so people that lost their jobs or had small businesses that weren't able to keep up did not have to pay their mortgage, okay, without the threat of a foreclosure. So since late February, March of 2020, when they first put the moratorium on, it's been extended a few times, okay? But the last
mm-hmm.
extension now is until June 30th this year. And there's nothing in the news or nothing out there that says it's going to be extended any more than that because the economy seems to be coming back here. So what does that mean? What that means is that if you are delinquent on your mortgage currently, and usually the amount is about 3 months. Once you've missed that third payment, then the banks start putting you in the foreclosure process. So if you're
mm-hmm.
beyond 3 months, you're going to want to talk to your lender, because let me tell you what I'm hearing out there. So as of January 30th, the banks have the ability to foreclose if they want, but they're concerned about the amount of real estate that would flood the market if they try to foreclose on everybody. So
mm-hmm.
what they're going to be doing is, now this is also good news for not just the homeowner, but also the banks, is that the appreciation in real estate right now, at least in our part of the country, is really went up considerably. And so the banks, if they had a loan that was kind of shaky before because the amount of the money owed was really close to what was worth, the banks were a little nervous because they didn't know whether or not they'd ever see their money again without having to foreclose. But now that the values have come up, okay, and now the banks are a little safer in the amount of equity that they have in the property, and they're not so worried about losing it if they have to foreclose. So in order to not flood the marketplace, the banks are going to offer a couple of options. One is that, and this is not all banks, by the way, okay? This is banks that are backed by the FHA. These are government-backed loans, which are probably 75 or 80% of all the loans in the country are going to go this way. The other 20% are what are called conventional loans, and they're loans that are given by your local bank. So if you go into Bank of America, let's say, it's more likely you're going to have an FHA-backed loan because those banks, they sell their mortgages to the government, or the government ministers them, where if it's a little tiny, small, little local bank, they might keep it in-house. Now, don't take that for sure, but that's kind of somehow it works, where loans are either held in-house or they're sold to the government under the FHA program. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones on the FHA program, they're going to be offered a deferral. So what that means basically is that the amount of we're going to call it the arrears. So let's say, to make the numbers work, your mortgage payment is $1,000 a month, and you've missed 14 of them, or $14,000 that you're behind.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't have the $14,000 to bring it current, a deferral takes the $14,000 and basically puts it at the back end of the loan, and it converts it to principal. So you don't pay it back, that $14,000 back, until, you know, the house sells or until you refinance something. So you now become current because the $14,000 is now added to the back end of the loan. Okay, and these are going to be, you know, hopefully, we haven't seen all the guidelines yet, but somewhat simple, where you just sign the form and say you've been affected by COVID and you want to defer the loan interest, and hope they're willing to do it. Some banks may require some paperwork, but, you know, so be aware that it's not set in stone as to how these deferrals are going to work, okay? But they're very simple, and if you get offered a deferral, you should take it, okay? And the process mm-hmm. for getting the deferral is really easy, okay? The other option that may be offered by some banks that have the, we'll call them conventional loans that are not sold to the government, is they may not do the deferrals. What they may want to do is what's called a loan modification, which, as you may have heard those terms out there. And in doing a loan modification, it's a little bit more rigid on terms of the qualifications of that, and they require a certain amount of income, and they look a little closer at your situation on being able to approve it. So there's a little more looking under the hood, so to speak, versus just, you know, checking the box and signing the name and getting the deferral.
Mm-hmm.
So if your bank is not allowing you to do a deferral automatically, they'll allow you to do a loan modification, which is it's a little more involved. You've got to submit bank statements, pay stubs, tax returns, and it's quite a bit involved. But from what I'm told, what I'm hearing anyway, is the banks are going to be try to be cooperative to try to get your loan performing again, because they don't want all these properties having to foreclose. Because if they have to foreclose and take it back, that means they've got to mow the lawn, insure it, turn the water off, turn the electricity off. And it's a lot of administrative expenses for the bank. They'd prefer to let you keep the house as long as the loan's performing. Okay? So I know I've given you quite a bit of information here this morning, but feel free to ask any questions, or if you think I've not framed something properly, I'll try to rephrase it.
Well, never. I don't ever think you're not saying anything properly. I am wanting to clarify, though, because you said the FHA is the government-backed loans, and you were
right.
Telling us, so how would I know that I have a government-backed loan? Because some of us have gotten a mortgage, and it's been a while, and of course, if you hadn't had to pay attention to it in the past year, maybe I'm the only irresponsible one, and I'll speak up for someone else who may have this question. Maybe I don't bank at Bank of America. Maybe I have a small, you know, local bank. Is it possible
right.
that they would have given me a federally backed loan,
or
not?
Yeah, you would have signed documents at your closing. At the closing, you would have mm-hmm. signed, you would have had documents for that. So the bank would have decided
okay.
right off the bat whether or not they're going to keep it in house or sell it off. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that, you know, you may not know, but you could call your loan servicer
mm-hmm.
and ask, is it a conventional
okay.
loan or is it an FHA loan? So the question
Cause
is
sometimes,
conventional.
Yeah, because sometimes your mortgage company would sell your mortgage to another company. I've seen
right.
that happen. So
yeah,
it could that could change. Yeah.
Well, that could be just the servicer, though. Could you just be the servicer?
Oh, okay.
Could you be the servicer and who holds the debt? If
gotcha.
The whole of the debt is the FHA, that's the government, and they hold the debt. If it's just the bank holding it, then that's a conventional loan.
Okay. And that's what I was trying to figure out. So what are the pros and cons if I do not have a federal FHA loan?
What's the bank offers? They're going to give you a menu,
mm-hmm.
and you've got to operate
mm-hmm.
from the menu. You're not going to be able to create your own situation. So my point of all this is that if you're behind
mm-hmm.
on your mortgage, you should talk to your bank or your loan servicer
mm-hmm.
about your options. They'll tell you your options. What are my options?
Okay.
Okay, but right now
okay.
everybody's in silence because there's a moratorium and then nothing's happening. But after June 30th, If you're delinquent on your mortgage, you need to call your servicer and then, you know, figure out what your options are. And I'm just
okay.
giving you possibilities today. There's endless, you know, opportunities, but it's really going to depend on what the bank says. You know?
I just
want to educate folks as to what's happening here. That's all, you know.
I'm tongue tied this morning. Get my tongue together. Yeah, okay. So it's not that someone's going to be in a worse situation. You're just saying, hey, I'm putting you on alert. Contact your servicer. And thank you for clarifying that, because me and my friends talk around a water cooler, and you just heard what I thought I knew. Hey, don't they change your mortgage in the middle sometimes? You said, no, your servicer, right? So even though that wasn't the point today, you helped me with that. Again, we talk around with our friends. We need to talk with someone who knows what they're talking about, to help point us in the right direction. And sometimes when things are silent, we think nothing's happening. And this is a great time. This discussion here is a great example of, just because it's quiet doesn't mean nothing's going on. And because this is a almost like here right now situation, contact your service or your loan service provider with your mortgage. Contact them as soon as possible, like as soon before the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
To find out what your options are, and that's what Peter's sharing with us today. Did that get it?
Exactly. Exactly. You got it.
All right.
You're a good listener.
I love it. Well, you're great at educating us, and I look forward to it each time. There's no way I could know all of this stuff with understanding. No way at all. So thank you so much. How do people get in touch with you outside of This Needs to Be Said?
Okay, so my name again is Peter Daigle, and my phone number is 508-771-7444, and my website is daigalelaw.com, daigalelawoffice.com, and you can, you know, just Google me and find me, and then I'll be happy to either send you a copy of my book, set up a consultation, or whatever. But you'll find me, and I'll find you.
Absolutely. Until next time, you have a super day. Thank you.
Okay, Catherine. Thank you. Bye bye now.